views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Welcome to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Chris Stamos, and I'm excited this time of year. I am beginning the big push towards our conference, February 14th to the 18th, beginning on Valentine's Day. And I'm interviewing two guests that are presenters at the conference. We're going to be talking about dreaming today and also using your fingerprints to discover your life purpose. So my first guest is June Blue Spruce. June does shamanic work for individuals to learn and heal and grow. Her ancestry is primarily Celtic, and she incorporates ancient Celtic ways into her work. She can help clients understand and live by their dreams, follow their heart's true path, and heal family and ancestral wounds. She also teaches workshops and leads dream circles. The spirits of the natural world, particularly trees, are important guides and allies for her, and she leads medicine walks to help others be more connected to them. And so her topic today is dreaming with Mother Earth. Now, Jean states, if we ask permission and set our intention, we can dream for and with animals, plants, other beings, and the land itself, which is very powerful. Now, Jean leads people in a guided journey to discover what creatures or land they are called to dream with, and develop a specific question for dreaming and receive guidance on how to receive and understand their dreams. Her website is www.junebluespruce.com. And June's workshop at the conference is February 19th, Sunday. It's in the evening from 7 to 10 p.m. and is going to be open to men. That's the one time that we have workshops that include men. And her topic is Dreaming with Mother Earth. So welcome, June, to Voices of Women.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have you, too, and excited to have you at the conference. Dreaming is a popular topic for people. I mean, you know, of course, well, there are people who say they don't dream, but I just think that they don't remember their dreams. You get so deep in sleep.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I first want to know, what is your story, you know, in your life path that led you to do this work? You know, there's always often an aha moment that called you to do, you know, your shamanic work, your dreaming work, and maybe you were in corporate work before. We'd love to hear your story.
Thank you. Well, I've always had powerful dreams since I was very young. The threshold moment, I guess you would say, was 30 years ago. My mother died of metastatic breast cancer, and I was with her for a while before she died in Pennsylvania, and then I came back. I had a young son and a partner and a job, and so I came back for a few days to just be with them. And the morning of the day she died, I had an amazing dream in which I traveled to her hospital room and was present with her while she was while her spirit was trying to figure out how to leave her body. And it was very clear in the dream that that's what was going on. And then I woke up, and 3 hours later, she died. And obviously, I was overwhelmed with grief. And at the same time, I was aware that something amazing had happened in that dream. And I had several other dreams that same year that put me in contact with relatives who had died, that, you know, just experiences that were not explained by any model of dreaming that I had ever experienced before. And I didn't really know what to do with it. And so I started writing down my dreams on a close to daily basis. I have decades worth of dream journals. And it took me 20 years before I found the teacher that could really help me understand what was happening in the dreams that I was having. And I don't want anyone else to have to wait 20 years to make that kind of discovery. So that's part of my passion and purpose in life, is to help others really understand when they receive dreams like that, and many, many people do, to know what to do with them and to how to follow them. 10 years ago, I met the shaman who became my teacher. Her name is Valerie Wolf, or Grandmother Eagle Flying in the Sun. And it's interesting because I met her through, indirectly through the Women of Wisdom Conference. I took a workshop with a woman named Dina Metzger at the conference in 2001, and she was working closely with Valerie at the time. And I was working in the healthcare world. I had worked as a nurse and then in various other capacities in healthcare. I was clearly drawn to healing and yet couldn't really find fulfillment in the mainstream healthcare world, and was just trying to figure out what my next steps were. And then I met Dina, and in the year after I met her, I had a series of rather disturbing precognitive dreams, or dreaming about events that then happened. And I wrote to her about it and ended up going down to Topanga, California, where she lives and works, to work with her, and met Valerie at that time, who was and is a powerful dreamer. And a really strong part of her path is to bring back the old indigenous ways of dreaming. And so I've been studying very closely with her for 10 years, and that really opened my path for me.
Oh, yes, and you know, I know Dina Metzger's opened the path for many people. I loved having her at Woman of Wisdom, and if anybody wants to check out her work, just Google her name, Dina Metzger. She has amazing stories. She's an amazing writer, so you were fortunate to go down to her place and work with her. So that's your experience of how it led you to, then you took it on as, this is your purpose, this is your mission, and you developed a vocation for it, you know, which isn't always easy to do. Sometimes it's like stepping off a cliff, and you might have had dreams about that.
Exactly. I was helped off the cliff, actually. I started working with Valerie. Right after I started working with her, I had a very really classic shamanic initiation. I had a terrible back injury that really laid me up for about 5 years. I mean, I was seriously disabled for about, you know, 6 months to a year, and then didn't fully recover for several years after that. And at the same time did some personal, really deep trauma healing work that I needed to do to clear the way, and had some powerful, powerful dreams at the same time, in connection with some natural events that were happening around me. So, and then I kept working at my job, and then in 2005 I got laid off, which was really painful, but just gave me that extra push that I needed to, and it was kind of like, well, if not now, when am I going to do this? So that's when I started my practice.
Yeah, sometimes we need those little pushes, and sometimes losing a job that can do it for you. And it's a good time. I think it's a great time to take, even if you're looking for work, to take time off and figure out what you want to do, so you're not just going back into the workforce and just like doing anything. You're doing something more that's your work calling, and you did that, and I'm assuming that's, and hopefully that's successful for you. So getting back to dreaming and like your topic at the conference, I think it's very powerful. And I think one of the reasons it was chosen because of our theme, but dream with Mother Earth. And what does that mean to you?
That's a really good question. In the tradition that I've been taught, and in a shamanic way of looking at the world, everything is alive and has consciousness, intelligence, and purpose, even things that we're not used to thinking of as alive. You know, I think many people understand that the earth is a living being. Stones are alive. Trees, obviously, are alive, but they have consciousness. Everything is alive, and everything dreams. So in the dream world, we can communicate in a very deep way with the land, as well as with, you know, spirit allies and other beings. And Mother Earth desperately needs our help right now. And so I think that this is a really important time for us to connect with her in the dream time and to find out what it is she's asking of each of us. And each of us has a role to play in healing the mess that we're in right now, ecologically and every other way. And I think we often are so discouraged by the state of the world that we shut down. I mean, I think Joanna Macy has written extensively about the harmful effects of despair. And so if we receive some guidance about not only the big picture, but also what are we as the small beings that we are, what are we to do? And it can be something very simple, but it's amazing how important taking those steps can be for each person. And if we all do it, then I think some real shifts will start to happen. I think even the concept of dreaming with Mother Earth, of asking permission to dream and then receiving dream guidance, that's a paradigm shift in itself.
Yeah, that's so great. I mean, I love that, because sometimes we don't have a focus. We just go to bed thinking, well, more out of curiosity or after the fact, like, wow, I had this interesting dream, rather than putting your intention forward of I want to dream and get messages from Mother Earth, and also relate it to what can I do to help heal the planet, because, yes, we all know it needs healing. And every one of us can play a role. If we each do one little thing, it's one closer step for healing our planet. And to think, and rather than going to overwhelm of I can't do anything because it's so huge, to just do my part, which could just be one step. Well, June is going to give this workshop, Dreaming with Mother Earth, on Sunday, February 19th. And we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more about dreaming with June Blue Spruce.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with June Blue Spruce. You just heard the song Pray Like a Woman by Lorraine Bass. It's on the Woman of Wisdom CD, and I think that relates to what we're talking about in a way, because I think women have that natural ability to tap into the energy of the earth, and there's, you know, it could even be a mantra of, you know, praying like a woman for the earth, for the healing of the earth. So,
yes, very much. Yeah.
Yeah. So before we start, why don't you give your contact information? And you also have a half-hour dream consultation that you'd like to talk about.
Yes, my contact information, my website is June Blue Spruce, JuneBluespruce.com. My phone number is 206-579-1203. I'm teaching a shamanic dreaming workshop November 30th through December 2nd. The evening of the 30th, that's Friday night, is an introduction, and you can either just come to the introductory class or to the whole weekend. So I really encourage people to check that out on my workshop, on my website. And the half-hour dream consultation, I'd like to offer that to one of your listeners. It's an opportunity to meet in person if you live in the Seattle area, or on the phone. And we'd have time to cover a couple of dreams, probably, depending on how long they are, and really talk about what some of the guidance and messages that you may be receiving that you may not be aware of, and how that might relate to what's going on in your life. So I'd be really happy to do that with someone.
Okay, and perhaps maybe give your phone number again, and whoever calls you first gets that free consultation.
Great.
You go ahead and give your number.
206-579-1203.
Great. So we were talking about setting our intention and dreaming, and so let's talk about a little bit more about that, because it's not just even like putting intention dream about Mother Earth. But there's a lot of, and you mentioned, alluded to many of how you've had dreams of things that happen later, or probably dreams that help set you on your path of your work and things. So how can we use our intention, and for what purpose?
I think it really, the first step is to open ourselves to the possibility that our dreaming is a powerful source of guidance and inspiration for us. Indigenous people all over the world have known this for millennia, and it's actually relatively new that we have shut ourselves off from that, or tended to relegate it to a more psychological framework. And I don't want to be disrespectful to psychological models of dreaming. I think they can be extremely helpful, but they have their limits. And I think that, when we look to our dreams for guidance, we can get such beautiful and strong and also very specific guidance about just about anything. I mean, I get guidance about what to wear, or where to go during the day. You can get guidance about how to get through that day. And you can also get guidance about what's your path and purpose in life? What are some of the mysteries of the universe? I mean, you can get all kinds of amazing information. And I think a lot of us turn away from dreaming because we've never been taught to receive the dreams. They seem mysterious, sometimes frightening, confusing. And so we've never been taught to read that language, as it were. So that's one of the things I try to do, is teach people to receive their dreams in a way, to open to the fact that they can receive their dreams more more fully, and then to teach them how to do that, and then how to set their intention to get an answer to a specific dream question.
Well, let's talk about that. How would you set an intention to get an answer before you go to bed at night? Is there some ritual you do, or something you do in preparing for a dream before you go to sleep?
I think that the key part is to figure out what the question is. And it's interesting because I also work part-time in research. It's not, you have to ask a clear question. A question I often ask, if there's some kind of physical ailment, what is the origin of this ailment and what's the path to healing it? Or if you're trying to make a choice, you're trying to figure out about a place to live or a job or a relationship, you might say, what would be the outcome? What's the overall outcome for me if I do this? Or what's the overall outcome for everybody in the situation if we choose to do this? So you have to ask, you can't just say, well, should I do this or not? Because, you know, then you won't know that what the answer is telling you. Is it telling you you should do it or not? You know, so you have to ask a very specific question. And then, yes, I think preparing yourself before you go to bed, doing whatever meditative practice you do, just having some quiet, calm time really helps to have a peaceful, harmonious place to sleep. It helps to get to bed at a reasonable time so that you're getting plenty of sleep, because often we don't dream as well when we don't sleep a long time. It's really helpful not to wake up to a jarring alarm, because whatever dream you might be dreaming might fly right out of your head. And it's also really important to have a dream journal right next to your bed with a pen right there, even a flashlight if you might wake up when it's dark, so that you don't have to, sometimes turning on that bright light, just put your mind in daytime mode, and all of a sudden you're thinking about your laundry list and what you're going to wear to work and what so-and-so said to you the day before, and then the dream just goes.
And I've been taught that if you start to do some activity, you need to write, as soon as you wake up, write it down, because as soon as you start your mind on even on some activity, like what you have to do today, it'll be gone.
It's the idea is to prolong that state of being in the dream time. And another thing to do is to make sure you record the dream in as much specific detail as possible, even if the details seem insignificant or ridiculous. The color of the shirt that you're wearing, the direction that you turn to look at somebody, all those little things could have meaning. I've had times when the clue to a dream was the smallest detail, and all of a sudden when I connected that detail to something that either had happened before or happened later, then the whole meaning of the dream became clear to me.
Oh, and it might take several dreams. I'm beginning to notice that I'm going back to places in my dream and like, oh, I've been here before. I've done this before. I'm repeating this, but there's something new, you know, about it. But I'll realize like, oh yeah, I go to this place maybe more often than I realize. So it's kind of fascinating.
It is. Yeah, we each have our own dream terrain. And we each have our own dream language, too. I mean, some people dream about movie stars a lot. I tend to dream about geometric shapes and how to do things. You know, there's certain, each of us has our own dream gifts, and we don't really know what they are because we haven't been encouraged to explore that. But, you know, as time goes on, as you pay more attention, you'll start noticing what your dream language is, and you'll start to understand. I'm really wary of things like dream dictionaries because, you know, first of all, water in a dream, a lot of people say, well, water means emotion. Well, water is a being. It's a spirit. So it's good to give it more than symbolic importance in a dream. It's not merely a simple symbol, although it may also indicate the presence of strong emotion. But also, you know, it may be that water in my dream means something different than water in somebody else's dream because of my own particular relationship or experience or what's happening to me that day or in the next month. So it's good to begin to understand your own relationship to these spirits and beings that we're encountering in the dream time.
Yes, and even it's all in context, too, because what's happening with the water? I mean, I've had dreams where there's big waves coming in. I'm trying to, you know, swim through some waves or something. So it's
right.
It's not just emotions. It's what am I doing in relationship to the water? So it's more complex than
yeah.
that.
Yeah, something like that can be an initiation dream, that you're really diving into some new territory, you know.
Oh, there you go.
The water's there to help you, you know.
Yeah, and I know that I dream oftentimes. I have to say the last 6 months dreams have been very strange, but I'll have different group people and I know who they are. They may not be visually that person in the dream, but these people come from different aspects. In fact, they don't even know each other. And these people come together from different places and they're in this dream together. And it's kind of strange. And like, where are these people together? And yet, you know, my mission I took on before I started Woman of Wisdom as part of my intention in the first developing steps of Woman of Wisdom, the first statement was my mission was to bring people together. So here in my dream, these people are coming together from different places. That just dawned
great.
On me. You know, it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, but there's more than that because there's a lot involved of what they're doing. It's just a real affirmation.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating topic, dreaming. And so you gave us some great clues of, you know, writing down, recording, doing it right away as soon as you wake up. And set your intention before you go to sleep at night is great, a great way for people to be consciously dreaming, to really set in focus that you want to receive something. You may be going through a healing. You may be going through a search of what's my personal path. And so to set, it might be good even to set that out, write that down before you go to bed in your journal and then wake up in the morning like, what did you dream? And then think about, you know, meditate on what those symbols were. Like you say, they're symbols, and they're archetypal symbols, and they mean something to us. So instead of going to a book and reading what somebody else says, go into meditation with those symbols, and what does it mean to you? Well, I want to make sure that everybody knows that June is giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Sunday, February 19th at 7 p.m. It's open to men. Check out our website at junebluespruce.com, and we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk with our second presenter, Shauna Tucci, who uses fingerprint analysis to help people discover their life purpose.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free!
Steak Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. You just heard the song Woman of Wisdoms from our Woman of Wisdom conference. You can get the CD at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So I'd like to introduce my next guest, Shauna Tohuchi. She was born and raised in Hawaii. Shauna is a former trial lawyer who, through healing herself, found her way into her true calling as an energy healer and spiritual teacher. In addition to her healing and mentoring work, Shauna offers non-predictive fingerprint analysis to help people discover their life purpose. Shauna uses a scientifically based non-predictive language to decode a person's fingerprints. She claims your fingerprints were formed at 16 weeks while you were in your mother's womb. Unlike the lines in your hand, your fingerprints never change, and it contains your soul blueprint. And Shauna is going to give a workshop about this very topic at the conference on Saturday, February 18th at 1:30 p.m., and it's open to women. So, Shauna, welcome to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, we're fascinated by your topic. You know, there's all sorts of readings that people do, you know, like, you know, the palm readings and tarot and astrology and all that, and here you found fingerprints for us. So let's talk about your shift from a lawyer to energy healer, how that transition was for you, how long did it take you to realize being a lawyer wasn't for you?
Well, yeah, you know, I've always been drawn to the energy alternative methods ever since I was a young child because I grew up in Hawaii. My father did Reiki, but, you know, I come from a very traditional Japanese family, and the pressure to be a success in life really was weighing heavy on me. So that's the reason why I went to law school. I did very well as a lawyer, trial lawyer in Spokane. I had a private practice there for about 10 years. But then my life fell apart, and you know how the universe just sometimes puts things in your life path to make you really take stock of your life. And just naturally by following my intuition and my guidance, listening to the universe and my guidance, I found my way back into the healing arts. Starting with Reiki and Theta healing, I opened up my own practice. I do crystal singing bowls as part of my sound work. Recently, about a year and a half ago, I added this new modality of the non-predictive fingerprint analysis, which has been wonderful, not only for me, but for my clients as well.
Well, how did you learn this fingerprint analysis?
I learned about it. I heard about the man who actually developed the language, and I had my fingerprints read, and it really gave me a lot of valuable information about stuff I kind of knew, but I was really unconscious about why do these things keep showing up in my life? Why are my life lessons keep showing up? And I learned that it's really, you come into this lifetime choosing to go through your life lessons on a life basis. So it gave me that valuable information about, you know, it's not something to get over, but it's something that's meant to show up in your life to help you grow and make better choices. It also provided me my life purpose, and the niche in which I have geared my practice and my business towards. Because there's a lot of energy healers out there, you know, and I had to distinguish how to set myself apart. And my fingerprint analysis that I received really did that for me. So it gave me my niche.
Oh, that's good. I mean, yeah, and that's important. There are a lot of energy healers, and it's important to discern, too, who to go to,
exactly.
who's right for you, and so you've developed this niche. Well, so you talked about it being your soul blueprint. What is your soul blueprint?
Your soul blueprint contains three components. It contains your life purpose, your life lesson, and your school of life. And this soul blueprint comes from your fingerprints. They form a pattern, and it speaks a language, a non-predictive language, and that's what your soul blueprint is.
Well, what do you mean non-predictive language?
So it's not a predictive. It's actually already there.
You're not predicting your future. It's telling
you. We're not predicting your future. Exactly. We're telling you what your soul came into this lifetime already deciding what to experience, learn, and do.
So how do you use it to help people find their life purpose?
It gives a little some clarity as far as, you know, clarity or confirmation. A lot of people that come to me seem to kind of know but are not clear as to what their gifts are. So it reveals what their soul came in to do in this lifetime. Are they meant to be a healer? Are they meant to be an artist? You know, it also teaches them what their life lesson is in this lifetime. It may be dealing with guilt, or it may be dealing with power issues. And it also gives them their school. We all come into this lifetime. So think of life as Earth University, and there's four schools or four majors. Unlike a regular UW or something, you never graduate. The school of life is either service, love, peace, or wisdom. And going into one of these schools, that's where you learn the major part of your lesson. So like for me, I'm in the school of service. And you have to have a certain number of prints to get into a certain school. People that come into the school of service really learn their overarching lesson is about doing for others from a pure place of service and joy rather than obligation and guilt. So it gives people really some valuable information about why they're going through patterns in their lives and how to handle that and how to heal their lives from that. And it's not something to get rid of or overcome and not deal with. It's just a different way of perspective of looking at things and how to handle these challenges when they show up in your life.
Yeah, so perhaps it would give someone focus, like you said, for service. You know, what is my lesson here in this life around service? Well, I give a lot of service, but, you know, there's oftentimes obstacles around that, like you said. Because you can go into a lot of sacrifice around service and then get burned
exactly.
out. And what's your purpose around that and all that? And love, you know, are you... You know, I imagine, you know, can you receive? Are you giving love? And all the lessons that come from that. So it helps give people direction is what I'm imagining.
It does. It's direction and clarity and also a different way of looking at things. A lot of people come to me and say, well, you know, I've been dealing with this problem or this issue of love or relationships or service or obligation for, you know, 20 years I've been in therapy. Why isn't it gone? And I often explain to them that it's not meant to be gone. It's meant to show up in your life because it's a life lesson. It's a life purpose. It's a school of life. It's meant to show up to evolve your soul to a higher and higher level of consciousness. It's really a life consciousness that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well,
and
you
your soul blueprint.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I want you to talk about your soul blueprint.
Okay, so, I mean, the fingerprint, the soul blueprint is just one component of the hand analysis, fingerprint analysis. You know, we look at your gift markings. You may have one of 13 gift markings which show special talents and abilities that you're meant to use in this lifetime. If people are not using their gift markings, there's an actual life penalty that goes along with each gift marking.
So is there a gift? So explain gift marking. Is that a gift a marking in the fingerprint, a certain mark?
No, the gift markings are actually found in your palms.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, so there's 13 gift markings that we know of. And you may have the gift marking of a healer, which is called the healer's mark, which you're meant to be healing. If you're not doing healing work, you know, there's a life penalty for that. There's a gift marking of a writer's fork, which is the gift of an author. There's gift markings of lines of genius, which is the gifted author and speaker. So there's 13 gift markings that you may or may not have. And this also gives clarity and some direction to people as far as where to put their energy and where to put their focus in their lives. And then when I explain the life penalties that go along with each gift markings that they may not be using, they go, oh, you know, and it gives them some peace or some clarity or confirmation that, okay, once I start using this gift, then I'll start to release the energy that's blocked, and I start to feel better. And my life becomes more focused, and everything starts to fall in place. So along with the fingerprints, you know, we're analyzing not only your fingerprints, which contain your soul blueprint, but as well as your gift markings, as well as your lines. Now, the lines in your hands actually do change over time, which is really interesting to me when I first learned about that. And it's really depending upon what you're going through in your life. So when we take your prints, we're taking a snapshot of what your life looks like at that moment in time. And so as you progress through your life lessons and you move into your life purpose, you'll see some of the lines getting stronger or deeper or changing directions. It's very, very fascinating to take your prints at different intervals in your life.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Although you said the fingerprints don't change, but your palms. You're talking about more the palm prints would.
Yes, the energies and the lines that lead up into your fingers and the palm, the lines in your palms do often change. Your fingerprints never change. And the gift markings that you may have never change. Those things never change. They're with you for life. They're
okay, well, this is, yeah, you said, yeah, 16 weeks. Well, this is fascinating, and we're going to learn more. This is Chris Danis of Voices of Women. We'll return and continue the conversation with Shauna Toichi.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I've been talking to Shauna Tauchi and about her fingerprint analysis. And so, Shauna, can you give your website and your contact information?
Sure. My website is www.return2heart.com. My email address is Shauna, S-H-A-U-N-N-A, at return2heart.com. My phone number is 808-285-8086.
So you have a special offer today, and we'll repeat your phone number too. And your so what is it you're offering people today if they contact you?
Well, my special offer today is if someone purchases or books an appointment for a hand analysis reading, their friend gets one free, so it's a 2-for-1.
Great. So again, give your phone number for that.
Okay, my phone number is 808-285-8086.
Okay, and then people can contact me too if they miss that. You can email me at wow, W-O-W, at womenofwisdom.org. So we've been talking about the fingerprint and all that that can do to people. You know, you talk about life purpose and all that. What about with relationships?
Well, what the hand analysis does, especially for the relationships, is it can offer someone insight into their partner or any relationship about how that person receives love and how they give love. Because we all receive and give love in different ways. And sometimes it's difficult to connect with someone if our language in communicating with them is not the same. So it gives valuable information about how a person receives and gives love, what their gifts are as far as maybe what their talents are. You can nurture talents and support them in utilizing their talents and creating an environment, especially for parents. This is very important for parents to know about their children. What gifts are they coming into this lifetime to use and to grow and to share with the world? And if parents have this information, it allows them to create a very nurturing and supportive environment for their children from a very young age. And this will help the children blossom, as well as for partners and any type of relationship. So that's really valuable information to have.
Yeah, great. So, and I know that you do crystal bowl singing, and you're going to do that at the conference as well on Sunday at 5:00. But I want to first move to have Brian put on a little piece of music where you are doing using the crystal bowls. So, Brian? So that was lovely. So tell us about these crystal bowls and what they do for people.
I use the crystal bowls as part of my sound healing work in my energy practice. And the bowls offer multiple levels of healing. They're made of 99.999% pure crystal, and they're infused with different gemstones. So the first layer of healing is really the note of the bowl. it's like a piano note, so it's a G sharp, a C sharp, or a D sharp. And each note corresponds to different chakras or parts of the body. And it releases blocked energy and realigns and balances that part of the body. The second level of healing comes from the actual gemstone within the bowl. So a bowl may have amethyst in it, which is very good for clearing negative energy and for grounding. So the bowls offer not only beautiful vibrations in the form of music and sound, it offers of healing and clearing and helping people release whatever is no longer serving them. And I use this in my private practice as well as I do sound healing concerts around the city. So it's been fascinating. People love the bowls.
Oh, yeah, it's a great, it provides a great atmosphere to get in a meditative state, and you're going to be doing that at the conference. I'm sure that people are going to really enjoy, especially after having a full day of workshops, just to go and sit and listen to, you know, the crystal bowls is going to be great.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And so you have a CD with this music, so tell people where they can purchase your CD.
They can purchase it on my website, again, at www.returntoheart.com under the products page, or they can just contact me through my phone number, 808-285-8086, or they can purchase it on CD Baby. It's on CD Baby right now.
Okay. So what other... you do all these amazing things. So, you know, the fingerprint, the crystal bowls. What other things are you doing in your healing practice?
In my healing practice, I do Reiki, theta healing, and sound healing. And I also offer a mentoring program for people who want to shift their life from their current life, if they're struggling and in pain, into a life that they really want to create. And I created this mentoring program based on what I did in my life, from shifting from a trial lawyer who was stressed out, unhappy, on antidepressants, you know, overweight, into a very happy, meaningful, abundant life that I am now, that I have now, that I'm so grateful for. I wake up every morning, I'm just can't believe I have this amazing, wonderful life. I'm doing what I want to do. You know, money's not an issue. I mean, I've just learned to trust the universe. So I've created this mentoring program based on what I did to shift my life. And it's been amazing.
That's great. So I want to know too, so in the healing process of using the crystal bowls, what that is doing for people, you know, just laying there and you're, do you get called to play the bowls in a certain way because of the person that's in front of you? Like, you know, you're tapping into their energy and what they need.
Yes, everything I do in my sessions are guided. I have no idea what is going to happen in a session until the person actually is in my treatment room. And I'm just purely guided by the universe, by God, by Source. And so when I'm using the crystal bowls, yes, I am told where their energy is being blocked. I see it. And then I'm told what bowl to play, how to play it, for how long. And it's been amazing to see the release, the immediate release that happens for people in the form of, you know, either they get very emotional and cry, or they just feel a download of clearing and releasing.
Yeah, it's so about it's releasing. Yes.
Yeah, releasing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shauna, it's great to talk with you today. I'm excited to have you at the conference.
You.
She'll be doing a meditation with her crystal bowls, singing crystal bowls on Sunday, February 19th at 5 to 6 p.m. And also on Saturday at 1:30, she does her workshop on the fingerprint analysis. So check out Shauna's website at www.return2heart.com. So we've listened to two wise women today. I'd like to leave you with this thought. Pay attention to your dreams, what animals are showing up, what plants, what messages are you getting, and what do you put your intention this weekend towards what you want to have in dreams, what messages you want to receive from your dreams. And also, hey, look at your fingertips today and see what's in your fingertips. See if you can read your fingerprint. You know, we probably can all read our own fingerprint and just teach ourselves. Well, this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization. Also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, which is many stories of the divine feminine from many women who've been part of our conference over the years. and it's been a very inspiring book for many women. And you can purchase that at womenofwisdom.org website. And sign up for our newsletter to find out about our events. And also, if you are a reader or a healer, you may want to be in our temple at the conference. And that deadline is November 21st, and you can read about it on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. You can contact me at Chris, K-R-I-S, at chrysalisleadership.com, at spelled with a K, S-A-L-I-S, leadership.com. Next week, I'll be interviewing more leaders who are part of the Women of Wisdom Conference. Alina Frank and Dr. Craig Weiner will share how you can unleash your sexual chi through EFT. So this is Chris Stainis. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.